Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. On this lovely day in New York City, J. Will not happy with the weather over the weekend. A little unseasonably cool, but quite nice.
Oh, Jake. Oh, boy, look at you. Man. What's up there, Max, now?
What's going on, boy?
If I had your hand, I cut mine off, Max.
Go on, tell him. Keep going, tell him.
You got the charcoal going, Key?
All day.
Kirk Goldsberry, one of my favorites, ESPN NBA analyst, with us right now. Morning, Kirk.
What is up, guys? How are you, Max?
What's going on? You tell me. Like, this is what I want to know right off the bat, okay? Ooh. The Heat, it's one thing to say they're shooting unlike they shot in the regular season, or it's unsustainably high. But throughout my lifetime watching sports, I do think there are some people who can seem to maintain an unsustainably high level of performance in high-leverage situations. Doesn't mean they're going to do it every time, but the performance changes. And throughout these playoffs, the way the Heat have been shooting, is this something that at this point you can say, yup, in the playoffs they are capable of doing this some more, or do you expect regression to the mean?
Man, it's too late for regression to the mean. I think you're right, they ranked 27th. In three-point percentage during the regular season, worse than my beloved Spurs, worse than the tanking Pistons. And now they rank first in the postseason. Are you kidding me? Yeah. And last night they beat the Nuggets from behind the three-point line by 18 points, Max. And in the three-point victory, that's a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. They shot 49% last night from three. They are the best playoff three-point shooting team in this postseason. I think it is sustainable. And if you just look at the confidence and the cleanliness of the looks they're getting. Remember, in game one, nobody's going to talk about this because the Nuggets won easily, but the Heat missed a lot of open threes in game one. They made those exact same shots in game two, and the result was different. So whether it's sustainable or not, maybe that's up for debate. I think you're touching on a bigger point. This is the key to the rest of the series. If they can shoot and make these open threes that they're creating, they can win this thing. If they can't, it's over. But last night they made them.
Kirk, if they do win it, have you ever seen a run like this? I mean, I said it on Get Up, that I said it on this show too, that I thought this was the greatest run in NBA history potentially. And people keep thinking that when you say undrafted, that means being disrespectful. But if they are able to pull this off with what Jimmy Butler has been able to accomplish with guys like Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin and, you know, Duncan Robinson, obviously a couple of years ago signed a four-year $90 million deal. And there's a lot of big stories to that, too. Or Max Strus. People outside of Miami Heat fans didn't know who these guys were. On the biggest stage, would this be one of the best runs you've ever seen?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, no 8 seed has ever done this. I mean, the Knicks got there in that strike-shortened season and didn't win at all. If they do this, and as you say, Jay, well, perfectly, with Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Caleb Martin, no disrespect to these guys. But we didn't see this coming. And for me, there's another name that keeps coming up in my head. This is one of the great coaching performances in playoff history. To get this 10-man rotation last night to win that game in Denver, to be throwing out these creative zone looks. He put Jimmy Butler, Eric Spoelstra on Jamal Murray a lot more last night. This is one of the best coaching performances. And in an Eastern Conference run, Jay Will, look at who he beat. He beat the Bucks, Budenholzer. They beat Thibodeau, and then they beat the Celtics. This is incredible. They're playing another one seed, and they have a chance to win the finals with this group of players. Eric Spoelstra deserves a lot of credit here, and yes, this would be the most unprecedented run that I could remember in playoff history.
So, Kirk, I keep getting to this debate with people. Like, they say, well, how about AI? In 2001, I'm like, okay, well, AI was MVP of the league. They had the defensive player of the year in Dikembe Mutombo. They had the sixth man of the year in Aaron McKee. You know, they had the coach of the year in Larry Brown. Well, how about the 2007 LeBron James team? Like, okay, well, they were also, you know, ranked second in the Eastern Conference for the whole year, finished second, and LeBron James, you know, one of the best players to ever do it. Jimmy Butler was the last player in the 2011 first-round draft.
Plus, they had to go through multiple teams. The Celtics were just in the finals in an extended series. The Bucks had won the championship the year before. They were underdogs in both series and won. I don't think there's an argument.
Maybe Dirk, Maybe that Dirk run, but still, yeah. I mean, they finished high in the Western Conference that year. They didn't finish eighth, Kirk, you know?
Yeah, no team I don't think has ever beat two. I mean, there's probably a few teams that have beat a one seed twice, like the number one seed in their own conference, then again the finals. But they're gonna, if they do this, they're going to have beaten a one seed, a two seed, and a one seed. It hasn't been easy. And for me, it keeps coming back to this late game execution. Like last night, they won their fourth win of these playoffs. This is part of the run, too, right? Guys, they've been down 8-plus points 9 times, and they won 4 of those games. The rest of the league in that predicament this postseason is 1-41. This team is winning games they shouldn't win by just being better down the stretch. So other teams have more talent, but they don't have that grit in that late game execution. And they, last night, they were almost flawless in the fourth quarter. And like thieves in the night, they stole this game and even this series, and now have a chance to go take a 3-1 lead if they could just hold court in Miami.
Kirk Goldsberry, ESPN NBA analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and of course, Max. Kirk, you said if they hold serve on their home court, they could do this. If they did do this, what does that say about the Denver Nuggets that a week ago everybody basically said, they're going to bring out the brooms, they don't have a chance, they're not the same team. And this wasn't because Jay said that. I'm just saying Jay said he was one of the many people that said it, that they're going to bring out the broom. If they do beat the Nuggets, though, what does it say about Denver?
It says the same thing about Denver. It says about Milwaukee, who got rid of their coach, and now Boston is having their own sort of coaching staff rebuild. They just couldn't get through this Miami team. I think Denver's made great strides, and they could still obviously win this series, Keyshawn, you know that. But the Nuggets need more from Michael Porter Jr. They need more from Jamal Murray. And if they lose this series, ultimately it's going to be a letdown. From players not named Nikola Jokic. I think he's been fantastic in almost every playoff game. But what we've seen is a little bit of a dip. Specifically, I'll pick on Michael Porter Jr. last night, whose game I usually love. But he's cold on offense, lost on defense. And if this turns out in a world where Miami wins this series, that's going to be because those second and third and those role players, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, another player I love, wasn't great on defense last night. The only way Miami does this is more and more of these defensive breakdowns from players like Michael Porter or Kentavious Caldwell-Pope giving them those open threes. So for me, it's going to say their defense isn't championship ready.
Kirk Goldsberry, ESPN NBA analyst. Kirk, but another way to ask about Denver is, fair or not, the fact remains no one has ever, just like Miami is beating the lowest seeds ever because, you know, they started out as an 8, Denver's beating the highest seeds ever. Right, the West was wide open this year because the Clippers were hurt and the Lakers got thrown together late and the Phoenix Suns gutted their roster to bring in top-end talent. Usually it takes about a year to fill that out. And the Warriors had issues all year. The West was just wide open. And so the fact remains, no one, if they win the championship, will ever have won one playing a higher combined seed than the Nuggets. How fair is it to point to that in your view? Does it suggest, in fact, that the competition that they've beaten to get here is substandard compared to most conference finalists?
Oh, I'm ready to say that now, and it's no disrespect to the Nuggets. They won the Western Conference bracket they were presented with, but as somebody who used to game plan for the Spurs for the Western Conference playoff bracket, that thing is usually a nightmare. That thing is usually stacked.
Right.
A team like Steve Nash can be the 4 seed. We have like Lob City in there, 3 seed. Memphis is great for a long time, and of course teams like Golden State and Houston. But this year, it wasn't that. The East was actually a deeper conference. That hasn't been true for much of the last 20 years. I think Denver wasn't tested in a typical Western Conference champions are usually tested by another great team, if not 2 or 3, Max. So, you know, no disrespect to what they did. Again, they won the fights that were put in front of them. But it is fair to say they, from a relativity point of view, they had a relatively easy path to the Western Conference crown compared to some of the previous Western Conference champs.
But, Kirk, isn't this who Denver is, though? I mean, watching a lot of their games this year, there are times where they put together runs where you say, there it is. That's a world championship-like team. And then there are other times where you wonder where their commitment is on the defensive end. Obviously, you mentioned KCP making just some, you know, head-scratching decisions defensively last night. Like the feet kick to Kyle Lowry. I'm just like, why would you even do that? You can contest fading the opposite way. But also Michael Porter Jr. I don't know what's going on there, Kirk. There's something there, though, because he rarely attacks the basket. His game has dwindled down to an erratic step-back shooter. And it's like, I don't know if it's because he doesn't get the ball as many touches as much, but it feels like I've heard Michael Malone talk about this towards the second half of the season, that he really questions his team's defensive discipline and commitment a lot.
You know, one of my favorite stats, Jay Will, is that I think every NBA champion since that sort of AI Shaq series, no one, maybe like the 03 Lakers. So essentially the last 20 years, you've had to be a top 10. I think there was one 11th ranked defense that won the NBA title from the regular season. This regular season was wacky. But the Denver Nuggets don't check that box. They have been middle of the pack or a little lower. Their defense has been the thing that's gotten them eliminated from the playoffs the last 3 years. I remember that I think they ranked 8th and 12th in the bracket a couple times in the last 3 years. But yes, it comes down to the players themselves. Michael Porter Jr., KCP with those 3-point fouls last night. I love like what Bruce Brown brings on defense. But yeah, I think if this goes sideways, again, it's going to be a failure of defense. And last night that manifested in way too many wide open shots for good shooters on the edges. You can't let Duncan Robinson get three looks like that to open the fourth quarter. That's not a good strategy. So it's a familiar refrain for this Nuggets team. If you look at like the 4-year arc, they've had some defensive letdowns in their biggest moments that have cost them the chance to win the title. Will it cost them again? We're going to find out. But look to the edges. KCP is the one who I have a high respect for, who's got to be better. Michael Porter's got to be better. But, yeah, the defense is the thing to watch, and that's going to show up in that 3-point shooting number from Miami.
The great Kirk Goldsberry, ESPN NBA analyst. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks, Kirk.
All right, Kirk.
Anytime, guys. Have a good morning.
Is it time to stop focusing on what the Nuggets didn't do and give credit to what the Heat got done in game two?
We've been giving credit.
Well, in that case, let's just not do the segment. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 888-SAY-ESPN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. Is it time to stop focusing on what Denver didn't do and start giving credit to Miami for what they did? Finally, Jay, will you finally
do that,
Jay?
You're one of those guys. You're one of those guys.
What guys?
We've been talking about how great Miami has been all morning long, but now
prove it.
We've only been focused. Oh, we said Eric Spoelstra is going to be the top five greatest coach before it's all
Can
said and
produce
done.
This is what you do to me. Can you produce the tapes right now?
Let
me hear.
Yes.
Let me hear them right now.
Well, I'm not in the control room.
James in Michigan, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Bad person, you.
Hey, Max, how you doing, Max?
What's going on, James?
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Don't let him ear hustle you, James.
Thanks, bro. Hey, but I'm on this this Nurkic thing, Jokic. I'm 62, so I remember the old Nuggets, you know, with Dan Issel, Alex Inglis, Calvin Knapp, Fat Lever, and all them. Nurkic, he would have been a role player playing with them at that time. He gets off what he gets off because there's no centers in the league that can match up with him. There's no defensive centers in the NBA.
But Jokic is going to be a bad dude.
The game has changed now, so that, you know.
Jokic should be a bad dude in any era because he could take you. What are those centers going to do when he takes them deep, like outside? It drowns them. Like, a great player is a great player. But the players who succeeded.
They wouldn't have allowed him no max to shoot outside. That wasn't the game back then.
Right. Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, yes. He'd still be a really good scorer, a great passer. Look, Sabonis was a pretty good player past his prime in the NBA based on that kind of passing.
Yeah, but Sabonis didn't play in 1985.
Now, when did he get to the league? Actually, he was in the 80s.
No way. Not with Fat Lever and them dudes.
When did Sabonis get to the NBA? And he was in his 30s already when he got there, which is old back then. The point is, the game changes.
The point is what I said.
The game evolves, and players best adapted to the new game are the ones to succeed.
Arvydas Sabonis played 1981 and 2004.
Wow, really?
Yeah, but in the NBA. He got to the NBA. He was like 30 or 32, I think.
1995.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so come on.
And you could see Sabonis, just from what he still had left by the time he got to the NBA, was damn good. And Jokic passes like that, but he got handles and a shot.
I look at summer 86.
No, but you hit me with the 81, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about American basketball, NBA.
James in Michigan.
He take 5 seconds to back you down. They don't come double team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the same James.
Well, that's part of the game plan, though, James.
Yeah, and if they would have done other things, he'd have had to adapt. That's how it goes.
You didn't read the board, Max? He called back in?
By the way, Patrick Ewing in this game would have more difficulty, but you would assume since he had a nice shot and could shoot free throws well for a center – that he would have developed an outside shot and been a better. You can't be like, well, how would his game now translate to then? You have to see how they're doing now.
No, that's all fair. But for some reason, big, slow centers wasn't a thing back then.
He's not slow. He's just like perpetual motion.
That's fine. You want to use that word, use it. It's fine.
Do you want to compare best four bigs, meaning, you know, they're 6'11 and better, right? If you want to take – I know Giannis is a wing. He's like a hybrid. But Embiid and Jokic and AD and Giannis compare favorably to any four 6'10 and better guys you want to bring up from any era. Yeah, KD, right? KD's 7 feet tall. He's just not a big because guys don't play that way nowadays. Mm.
I don't think he would have been a big.
No, he wouldn't have been a big in any era. That's true. In any era, not a big. Mark Kim, did I say that right in New Jersey?
Yes, you said it right.
All right, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to say that he got a well-run organization. He got a dog in Jimmy Butler. He got one in the Martin twins that have been known in basketball since Nevada, playing, leading that team who've been unknown for a while, the tournament. So the Heat from top to bottom and the coach that know the game in and out, man, perfect timing for them. And it's been that way since they got Butler in, what, 2020? So they perfect position.
Yeah.
Joey in Florida. What you got, Joey?
Look, all I got to say, and I want to hear someone tell me I'm wrong, is that you got Jimmy Buckets in Miami, best player on the planet since he came to the Heat in the playoffs. In the clutch, you starting with nobody. In the playoffs right now, out of Denver and the Heat, Jimmy undisputed right now. It's almost like a godlike.
Well, no, wait a minute. When you right now,
undisputed.
Right now, if
Jokic
you could say the best player in the
series,
yeah, I wouldn't even say if it's undisputed for anyone, it's for Jokic at the moment. Yeah. He hasn't had a single bad game, really. Or off game.
But look at the results. I mean, it's
1-1. It's 1-1.
And they had an easier time on the way here.
We'll see what happens in Miami. I mean, I got a feeling the Heat are going to take them in five.
By the way, if the Heat win this series and Jimmy Butler leads the way, as he has been doing, even if his numbers are a little off in the finals so far, I'm with you. That's proof that he's the best player in the world when it matters most, and that's all that matters to me.
Yes.
But At this moment, if you had to give a vote at this moment, you're going to give it to Jokic.
Here's one of the things that doesn't pop off the stat sheet is that you're going to see Jokic's 40-point game, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, right? And those numbers are incredible. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see the defensive effort that Jimmy Butler put on Jamal Murray all game long.
Yep.
For 18 points.
And by the way, was
you're
in
not
his face.
See that.
And was in his face. Jimmy had just missed the three that would have salted away the game. Now Jamal Murray has the ball, and Jimmy Butler's in his face on the last possession of the game, saves the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Joey in Florida?
Yes.
All right, so we got to take the names off the screen because if I look down and all right, James in Cleveland, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, James?
Jay Will.
What up, James?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
That's what I say.
You're supposed to be the basketball guy.
I am
right?
a basketball guy. I got a prediction wrong.
I play with guys with Blue Patterson, Damon Stringer, Melvin the Vet. Okay? That being said, Miami Heat, they the dog, man. They're the dog. They already won in Denver. So you're telling me Jokic's going to beat them two times in Miami? Stop it, Jay Will.
You think Miami's going to win two times in Miami?
Miami's going to win two times in Miami.
I'll bet that. I bet you they split. I'll put something on it. What are you going to put on it?
I put that Ronnie Lott. Well, I bet you Keyshawn Johnson wasn't going across the middle if Ronnie Lott was playing.
Keyshawn would run across the middle. Oh, we lost him?
James.
Then we lost
James
this
Cleveland.
Guy.
Yeah,
then we
he
lost
hung up
him.
After that. The Ryan
James
Rock
is from Cleveland, and I don't think James knows anything about winning football. So.
We have questions about that and other things. Key has answers. That's coming up on KJM ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Key, we need some answers from you. Nuno!
All right, Key. We'll start with Mac Jones and the Patriots. Mac says he aims to earn the respect of the Patriots after a rough 2022 season. So, Key, how does he go about earning that respect from his teammates?
Work hard, keep his head down, continue to just keep doing what he's doing. Get better at it, show them that he's committed to becoming better than he was a year ago. In comes Bill O'Brien, so that should help him out. Juju Smith-Schuster is certainly a better Jacoby Myers for him, so we'll see if he can do that. I think he'll be able to flourish in this offense with Bill O'Brien. I mean, think about it. He was messing around with Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. Like, come on. Tom Brady. Imagine if Tom Brady would have had them as the offensive coordinators. What do you think would have happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Key, Mac Jones. I don't know. Once upon a time, quarterbacks who played like him but better than him succeeded. Now he's playing like that but not as high a level in a league where he's the only one who's not really running to. Oh, you're asking a lot. A lot.
Yeah, you are, but their style, what New England likes to do, it fits him. Mm. Their style, that's – They like the dink and dunk. They like the screen game, the short passing game. They like to use the tight ends. That's how they've had a lot of success in doing it. You can't argue with it.
All right, we'll stay in the AFC East. Robert Saleh says he expects Aaron Rodgers to make his job easier. Key, exactly how will he do that for Robert Saleh?
Well, I think it'll certainly take some of the stress off of Robert Saleh in terms of having a quarterback that's a veteran who understands what it is that they're trying to get done on the offensive side of the ball. Plus, Aaron Rodgers can win games for you, okay? a lot of people may not like his style or who he is and some of his off-the-field antics, but at the end of the day, that dude can still play football, man.
Yeah, the Jets are going to be really good. The question is, can they make the playoffs in that division? That's all. I mean, you might win 9-10 games. It's a good season. Even in a 17-game season, miss the playoffs.
But can the Bills still make the playoffs? Can Miami still make the playoffs?
It's a question for all of them. But if I had to handicap it just because they're just getting together, I would give the teams with continuity a slight edge there. So it's, you know, and then by the way, Patriots might have the best defense in football. It's a tough division.
All right, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers' former team. Romeo Doubs says there's no drop-off from Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers, and he believes that Love will be able to do the same things. Key, how will this offense look like, or what will this offense look like with Love as the quarterback for the full season?
I speak receiver, and I understand exactly what Romeo Doubs is saying. People in the media put a lot of umped on things because when you lose a Hall of Fame quarterback, you automatically assume there's going to be a major dip. It's the same thing for a receiver. Guys deliver the football. As long as he's putting the football where he's supposed to put it, the receivers are going to go catch it. They're in this thing for the second year with Jordan Love. These young receivers understand the growth that it's going to take to be help the quarterback out. I think that the Packers will be – I actually think the Packers are going to win the division. And people are going to sit up there and say, there's no way they lost Aaron Rodgers. Like, okay, sometimes addition by subtraction helps go a long way.
Yeah, I mean, they might be the same with Jordan Love eventually. I don't think it'll be in year one. I'll point out again, Brett Favre was 13-3 his last season in Green Bay, and then even having sat behind Favre for three full seasons, Aaron Rodgers was 6-10 his first season, and then the next year became the great Aaron Rodgers. He showed a lot of promise his rookie year or his first year as a starter, but it wasn't until the following year that they got back on track. And I think if Jordan Love can do that, he's winning, right? But that doesn't mean year one. So I don't think year one is going to look great. But I do think it could look, there's something there.
All right. Friend in the program, Jeremy Fowler, said that the Eagles believe that Jalen Hurts can take yet another step. So two parts here, Key. Can he, and what would it look like if Jalen Hurts took another step?
The Eagles will be right back. Jeremy Fowler is 100% right. He's going to take another step. The game is only going to slow down for him, though, just like it slowed down for Peyton Manning and Cam Newton eventually. All these great quarterbacks that were great in their heyday, the game slows down for you. And it's going to slow down for Jalen Hurts. He's going to get better in terms of passing the football. He could throw the hell out of the football now, but that completion percentage is just going to go up even more. And they'll be right back in the same position they were a year ago in the NFC Championship game, and then all bets are off.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, the guy, I never believed you give the bag to just whoever is the next guy up. Oh, he resets the market. I think when you pay someone at the top of the market, you need to know that quarterback, talking about quarterbacks, can compensate for limited resources in other areas. That's Patrick Mahomes, check. That's, I'd give it to Joe Burrow, right? That guys like that. Jalen Hurts, to me, seems to be one of those guys. So he should get better. That doesn't mean the Eagles get any better than last year, but he should do an even better job now that he's got the money of being able to carry his team. And I think that he'll continue to get better. It's
the great thing about Jalen Hurts is he never worried about the money. The money was never an issue to him.
Right.
And so whenever you approach it that way, you're going to have success. And you see a lot of players that approach it that way, the money's going to be the money. And then they wind up continuing to duplicate. This is not a one-year wonder for him at all, New.
Damian Lillard has a lyric about that. It's good, too. Good.
All right, you mentioned them earlier in this segment. So Davante Adams says that the Pats wasted Jacoby Myers' talent. Key, did you see anything from Jacoby Myers last year with the Pats that you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I don't know. He's saying last year they wasted it?
Yes.
Yeah, they probably did waste his talent last year because the offense was horrible. They didn't utilize him nearly the way that he needed to. The quarterback play was dismal. The offensive play calling was cirrhosis. It was just gross. Everything was just bad.
I guess that I would have to second that. They did not have a very good year. They probably make better use of him.
All right. Earlier this morning, the Buffalo Bills signed veteran linebacker Leonard Floyd to a one-year deal. Key, what does the addition of Floyd do for their defense?
I think it's going to boost them. They need pass rush help. They just re-signed Ed Oliver to a four-year extension to clog up the middle. So they got the front together. They got him under contract. They're going to try to sign a couple more guys along the way. But it's, you pair him with Von Miller. Von Miller remembers how they went out there as a Ram unit and got it done. So it's a good signing for him. I like Brandon Bean getting this done. They realize in this division with Aaron Rodgers and Tua and possibly Mac Jones, not just the division but also the conference, when you got Joe Burrow, when you got Patrick Mahomes, when you got Lamar Jackson in the fold, Deshaun Watson, Justin Herbert, am I missing anybody? Russell Wilson, any of these quarterbacks that we talk about in this conference, you got to have somebody to go get them. You got to have somebody to go protect them. And what Buffalo is trying to do is get a guy on the opposite side of Von Miller to go get those guys.
And he can go get the quarterback. But I do wonder, is Von Miller, who has been underrated in the later stages of his career so far, right? Like, people didn't understand how good he still was, I don't think, on a per-snap basis. But it's different when you got Aaron Donald on the line. The opportunities to go actually get your hands on the quarterback are going to go up. And the question is, can Von Miller have a similar kind of effect to the guy on the other side as Aaron Donald had when he was in the middle to the guys on the edge? And
Von Miller was still an animal in Denver before he got to the Rams, and he just became even more of an animal. Ed Oliver is not Aaron Donald by no stretch of the imagination, but Ed Oliver is not chopped liver either. Yep. He had a down year because of injuries a year ago, but he's a guy that you still got to account for.
And I was actually referring to Von Miller. As it relates, like, if you have another go get it guy on the line that the defense got to worry about, it makes it easier for a guy like Floyd to get there,
absolutely,
to get home.
100%.
All right, last one. Key, what did you say? What did you say?
Cirrhosis. I don't know. I was talking fast. Cirrhosis.
What was it? What was he?
I don't remember. I was talking fast.
Ferocious, maybe?
Or atrocious?
Atrocious is what I think I was saying. Their offense was atrocious, but I was trying to mix some stuff together.
You did atrocious with ferocious?
I don't remember. Who cares?
It's gone. Came up with cirrhosis?
All I can tell you now, that's gone to Pluto. This is live. It's gone to Pluto. You don't think about it. You just keep going.
Yeah, but it hasn't gone quite. Here's the full context.
The quarterback play was dismal. The offensive play calling was this cirrhosis.
It was because there was a little CH in there somewhere. It was like cirrhosis.
You guys are real three-letter words. I'm not going to say it, though.
Whoa, what about this one, Key?
In New York, New Jersey.
I don't know. I didn't say that.
No. I'm just asking questions. I just want to know what this
one is. That one doesn't count. That was from a couple weeks ago. That one don't count.
Oh, New said, think about the old days.
Yes, the old days.
Well, I mean, every now and then fumble a couple times on here. But anyway, in any case, you know, we got a lot of questions that need to be answered. Mm-hmm. And we'll answer them after Key has this. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. So simply, just call or click Grainger.com or just stop by, home bizoy. Cirrhosis.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The quarterback play was dismal. The offensive play calling was just atrocious.
What? What?
Okay.
Not even close.
I leave our show for one segment, and I miss that.
Cirrhosis?
Yeah. Was that like some kind of skin disease? What?
It was a ferocious moment.
Can I hear it again? What happened?
Guess not.
Ferocious.
Cheerios?
Ferocious.
Ferocious?
Chorizos.
Chorizo.
That makes sense.
Do you want to hear the actual production again?
Yeah, let me hear it again. Just one more time.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The quarterback play was dismal. The offensive play calling was... This cirrhosis.
What? What?
Okay.
Not even close.
Cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not?
Chris. Sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah, it wasn't right. I'll say what I want to say.
Chigarosis.
Yeah, I'll say what I want to say, homeboy.
Sounds like an album name from Outkast or something. Chris in Dallas, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
I acted up on y'all. I come through this TV
screen. Hey, what's up, Jay? Hey, what's up, Max? What's up, Key?
What's happening, man? I'm up here dealing with them.
I know. I grew up in SoCal, too. So, you know, when you grow up off of churros, and you can't get enough, it's probably called cirrhosis.
This tickled Jay to death, though. He's gonna love it. Because might even be his phone ringer.
Whenever I mess up on anything, you sure as hell to laugh at me.
Wait, Key just had another one. You didn't catch that?
No, what did he say?
He said it might be your phone ringer.
Yeah, his ringer for his phone.
His ringtone?
Your ringtone?
Yeah,
your
ringtone. You want me to say ringtone, Max?
Your phone
his ringtone.
No, I mean, I would call it a phone ringer also phone because ringer. I'm also old. 50s Roger in Denver. You're on KJM.
You guys are grow up.
What's up, fellas? What's happening? I just want to say this to Jay Will. Don't worry about your sweep prediction, man. You was right. We should have been sweeping this team. First off, we gave them open shots. I just want to stop with the narrative that Miami is going to continue to shoot 50% from three and Denver is going to be abysmal. We haven't been abysmal. We don't play like that. And it's an honor to speak with you, Jay Will. Keyshawn, quit making the words, bro. Stop all that.
Man.
I know what y'all doing, Roger, check this out. Denver's going to go up 3-1 when we come home back from Miami, all right?
Cirrhosis. That's okay.
Fahim in New
Laugh
Jersey.
Laugh at my expense. It's all good.
Fahim in New Jersey. You're on KJM.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Fahim?
I'm here. Right, good morning.
What's going on?
What's going on, Fahim? What
all
you
right.
got?
Hey, man, I love you guys. But I want to say what the whole world feels and what you guys are actually scared to say. Mm. And my hashtag for Cash App is $P lowercase ROTEGE 163. Game 2 was disgusting to watch, and the whole world should boycott game 3 because we know that they should have been swept.
Why? I thought game 2 was awesome to watch, but go ahead.
I thought game 2 was great to watch, but I agree with you on the swept.
As a fan of sports and watching what Denver did to Phoenix and L.A., we know that Miami should have been swept, and we know it as a fan.
The Bucks
we
were the favorites to win the title ahead of everyone, including the Nuggets.
Giannis was hurt for three games.
Okay, but Jimmy Butler also missed a game,
I'm just trying
and
to tell
they
you,
beat him, and they didn't even extend the series that far.
I went over to Do Get Up. I saw J.J. Redick in the green room, and him and I were just talking about how many miscues, literally on simple switches, that Denver didn't do. Like, Go back and watch the tape, man. Like, literally on ball screens where it's little on little, and they double team you. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, it happened on at least seven of the 17 made threes.
What did Kirk Goldsberry say about the Nuggets' Achilles heel?
Because they're not great defensively.
Yeah.
But my thing is, this is a – there get certain times, Max, it's like on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Attention to detail, man. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, sorry, here's our out. We're out now. It's – if you follow the game plan and execute it, you win the game.
Sometimes. James in Chicago, you're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Follow the game plan.
Follow the game. Execute the game plan, Kim.
Hey, how do you – is that
hey,
one word,
don't worry
game
about that
plan?
Word, man. We all
how
good.
How do you spell that?
Good.
Man,
I love
tripping,
the show.
Man. I'm not tripping on these dudes,
I love
dudes,
the show,
man.
But all these people calling in, hating on the Heat, saying what they didn't do, they didn't switch off. Can we just look back at the first game? Like, the first game, Strus had with over for what, 9? He didn't even score. And they, okay, they beat
no free throws.
Last night he come out, have a good game. Duncan have a good game. And now Caleb Martin didn't have a good game. And we won. So just imagine game 3 when Martin is back and we make it Tyler Hero. Like, come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, guys like Jay got a lot of excuses for the Nuggets. But when the Heat got excuses, he doesn't want to look at it.
Yeah, those guys are all undrafted players.
Don't let them ear hustle you. Jay. Don't let them ear hustle you, man. That's not the case.
Jay, you cool, Jay. I'm telling you, had me laughing. But this time, you got to be a Heat fan on this one. I'm telling you, we're gonna take it in 6. Game 6 is over.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. If the Heat take it, I've never seen anything like this in NBA history. Never seen it.
And only one man would have predicted it.
No, you just
me too.
Dave,
I predicted it.
No, this is
I
this
took
is,
the Heat
no,
in
no,
7.
Stop. This is what you do. When everybody starts moving in one way, Max is like, aha,
yeah, only
I got
show
it.
Predicted
I got
not
it.
One man.
I'll
show.
See the Heat.
The show, right, the show. All
it's
I
all
know
of
is,
us, Max.
Can you find anyone else in the national
Max,
media?
And Max,
in the national
the
media, find me someone else who took the Heat. No, you know why?
A lot of people in South Florida.
Because I remembered
took the heat
how I felt about the Bucks, and I thought, yeah, it's cute, but the Bucks will win. I felt the same way about the Sixers, and I thought, you're not going to fool me 3 times.
Is it fair to say that people got overhyped when Denver won their first game? Are we now counteracting now, again, overhyped, not a Miami won one game?
No, never mind that. Miami, what a champion of the people I am.
You said they were sweeping. You would have won overhyped.
Boy, who are you pointing your finger at?
You.
Not me.
You.
Watch your tone.
He took him in 3.
Watch your tone. You wearing Miami Heat colors, too.
David in Texas, you got 30 seconds, David. Go ahead. 30 seconds, David.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say there's no way Jokic hung back then with Oakley and Lambert and them. He ain't quick, so he couldn't get around him. There ain't no way they'll let him back him down. And if he throw that little chicken wing out there, they break his arm.
Man, Jokic, Jokic would do work anytime. Stop.
Look, nobody's trying to say Jokic would have killed it back when Isaiah Thomas. Those boys are built different. Zeke and those boys,
he's
and back in those days,
back then.
Pistons, Knicks, Wayne, different. This is a different game. Just
and there were
the
guys
man.
Back then. It wouldn't be good
chill
now.
Out,
that's why
Lil
it's ridiculous
Wayne,
to try
Lil
to
Lil Wayne, chill out, homie.
Transport the game.
Hey, man. What was it? Did you throw up a gang sign?
Oh, Lord. Now
You throwing up hand signals. I don't know what
Keyshawn,
that means.
Jay Will, and Max Greeny West is Coast, coming up in a matter of moments. We're back 6 a.m.
Cirrhosis.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.